877-337-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Monday morning, you showed up fine.
Just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
By these radical left lunatics, I get impeached.
President Trump in Austin, Texas at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. His legal team argues that even if the president did what he's accused of, it's not a crime, so he can't be removed from office for it. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee and says that argument
is absurd. Abuse of power is the central reason
for the impeachment clause in the Constitution.
Congressman Mather on CBS Face the Nation. At least two people are dead with 15 hurt in a shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri.
Police say the suspect is one of the dead. Killed by bar security at the 9 Ultra Lounge. A Facebook post shows the club was hosting a sold-out celebration party after the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
What a bunch of crap.
Some people get Monday off. Some people don't. Bank tellers get off. Cops don't. Teachers get a 3-day weekend. No mail delivery too. If you work at Starbucks, you totally screwed. Some people get Monday off. Some people don't. You might get an extra day off, but maybe you won't. Because some people get Monday off. Some people don't.
And among those people that don't are us, but especially this guy, because the weather never takes a day off.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
30 degrees, wind chill factor 21 this morning. It's even colder in places like Prattville and Alexander City. Sunshine, quite cold for January today on this MLK holiday with a parade at 1 p.m. It's going to be a bit brisk. Mid-40s. I mean, you add a north breeze at 10 to 15, and that adds a bite to the air. I mean, even a 10-mile-an-hour wind this morning really adds a bite. Tonight, mostly clear, very cold. Overnight low, low to mid-20s. More sun, mid-40s tomorrow. Down to 23 by dawn Wednesday. Into the low 50s Wednesday, dry. Chance of showers late Thursday. Rain likely Thursday night into Friday. Right now, this morning, at 29 Prattville, 28 Alexander City, but at Maxwell Air Force Base with 30 degrees and an 11-mile-an-hour wind, the wind chill factor is 21. 606, good morning.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Today is National DJ Day.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Give it to me. Straight, are you really a radio DJ, or is this just a cover for your spy gig?
I've always wanted to be a radio DJ.
I'm the number one DJ.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
It's my radio show today.
Great, let's do it.
Let's make it our best show ever.
It's showtime.
Happy National DJ Day there, Mr. Rich Thomas.
Yeah.
Broadcasting.
Okay, 10-4.
So we went to see 1917 yesterday, and it was amazing.
Movie making at its best.
Yeah.
They were trying to capture what it was like for those kids in World War One, and so they did it strikingly with one shot, staying with the main actors the entire way without cutting away at all.
It's also a movie that has some surprise plot twists as you go along.
Yeah.
Some unexpected things happen. And one scene that I think is one of the best I've ever seen in a war movie as far as producing.
Dogfight?
Well, that's the way what made it brilliant. You see the dogfight, and it's in the distance. Mm-hmm. Then you see smoke coming out of a plane.
Right.
And then it's... I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
But what happens after that is, I was like, wow, how did they do that? We saw afterwards, we watched...
The making of?
The making of, but they didn't show us how they did that.
The plane.
I'd still like to know.
Yeah.
And then there was a surprise following that. And at the end, I mean, it didn't get emotional to me until the very last scene with the picture.
Come back.
But if you want to see something, you know, and that, this is something that's missing from movies. What we used to enjoy was, wow, how did they make that happen? How did they film that and make it look so authentic? That era of filmmaking is back in this movie. You will sit there and wonder, how the hell did they do this?
I don't think it won anything last night at the SAG Awards, but it's up for Best Picture.
Yeah, well, Jennifer and Brad were back together last night, so I mean, that was... still looking... I mean, it's Monday. It's a lot of folks off. I think I'll have to play our traditional Monday song which on holidays, government as opposed to private sector. And we'll take that into the local news. We will do the Williams Hill Wake Up this morning. And then we'll be back. I'm going to go down and see if it's still that cold. And this is for everybody that got the day off regardless because you're considered non-essential.
We are non-essential personnel. Without us, things still run quite well. We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home, but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Lee County, two women were arrested for trafficking over 3 pounds of meth. They were pulled over for a traffic stop on Highway 280. Deputies also found a small amount of marijuana. Stormy Rodriguez and Ashley Cooper are in the Lee County Jail on more than $50,000 bond each. A Montgomery police officer was arrested Friday for domestic violence. A woman told police that after an argument, 31-year-old Neil Florney kept her from leaving her home while he was armed with a gun. Police say the woman was not injured. The officer is charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. In Wetumpka, this weekend marked 1 year since an EF2 tornado ripped through the city. Sunday, the community held a praise service to mark the anniversary. Wetumpka Mayor Jerry Willis says much of the damage in the city has been cleaned up or repaired, but estimates it could take up to 2 years to fully recover. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Number 84417.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
It's Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:14.
We'll be right back.
honest advertising.
The lottery, the exciting way to possibly win a huge amount of money. All you have to do is choose some random numbers, then give a bored and miserable clerk at a convenience store $5. Then wait to hear your numbers called out on TV. Of course, they never will. That's it. If this seems too complicated, you could just take your whole paycheck and run it through a shredder. In fact, you're 5,000 times more likely to be hit by lightning and 8,000 times more likely to be murdered. It's just like gambling, only without the skill of playing blackjack or poker. And the only reason it's still legal is because the government is the profiteer of your hopeless dreams. The lottery. Because tax on the poor just doesn't sound as good.
Keep it here for more absolutely honest advertising.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, after considering many possibilities, we're going to go with deviousness.
Okay.
For today's rocket scientist. We don't know the individual. We don't know the name of the individual who did this, but somebody planted a whoopee cushion under a seat at a snooker tournament in England.
What's a snooker?
It's similar to billboards, but it's a game where...
Billboards?
Or billboards.
Similar to billboards.
I know cashbox games.
Billboards.
You on drugs?
Yeah.
No, it's just a half... Asked holiday. I'm not the no disrespect intended. It's just that, especially here, most people are off. This is a government town.
Oh, you mean here? Yeah, not here at the station. No, we're all working.
Right.
Here in this region, yes.
MLK Day, obviously, larger, a bigger deal in Montgomery, Alabama, than it would be in
almost any other city.
Any other city, when you think about it.
Anyway, it's a game similar to billiards, not billboard.
Oh, billiards. I got you. Snooker.
You still want to hear this? I feel like such an idiot.
Well, if it's got a fart noise in it.
Well, yeah.
No, we need to go.
We have coverage.
Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead.
We have the individual set the whoopee cushion up and used the remote control to set it on and off. Here is some audio from this billboard tournament.
Oh, I'm glad you got it.
You have to go. There's something about someone. I think it might be. Someone with a whoopee cushion, can you believe it? If they find him, he's gone.
Yeah, someone's gone.
Oh, boy, those snooker tournaments.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got. I'm going home early today. I didn't. Oh, yeah, we got breaking news. I want an APB or an APS.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Where is my spatula?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to buy you a spatula.
Where is it, did you have one here or did you have one?
I have one here. Yeah. Yeah. Stayed in the drawer.
And it's gone today.
Which is why you didn't get. It was too late. You were going to get a cheese omelet with chili.
Oh, I saw a picture of one.
Well, yeah. There's one on your phone right now, too.
Well, I had to MacGyver that omelet out of the thing and...
With a piece of cardboard.
Cardboard.
Oh, my gosh.
And even then, that was not easy. So, but you got a whole tub of chili.
Right. I put that in the fridge because I didn't know if you wanted to take some of it home with you today.
No, that's all for
okay,
you.
Okay, good. Then I'll have a great lunch.
And if you want some for your refrigerator, I have plenty.
You actually gave me what looked like two omelets.
Yeah.
The one for TV, I thought, turned out just really, really good. I mean, that looked...
That's mouthwatering. Nice golden...
Yeah, it glistened.
But the cardboard...
We're going to get you a spatula today.
Yeah, it cut into my prep time.
My list.
All right, I am sure that if you are looking for a deal on furniture today, why not buy Weiser and shop Kaiser? 50 years ago, Jerry and Kyle Kaiser opened their store on the Wetumpka Highway, just beyond the 10% taxing district of Montgomery. And they have established the standard for excellence. Their warehouse, it's not fancy, but it is so functional. It's kind of like what Georgia Floors Direct does with carpeting, Kaiser does with furniture. It's a huge building, lots to see, abundant choices. Bring your Christmas gift cards in during January. Save 50% on in-stock inventory. Stella is your navigator at Kaiser. When you're looking for something specific, she can direct you and show you the choices you have and the budget you're shopping with. 60,000 square feet of showroom. And they've got things, accent pieces, entertainment centers. You know, if you've got an odd nook in your house that needs something but you're not sure what, I don't see how you could not find it there. There's so much to see. Great staff, great people, and less sales tax. And they can get you a 0% Synchrony bank account so you can take 18 months to pay, maybe buy a little bit more without having to feel the guilt of interest. Shop Weiser, buy Kaiser in 2020, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. There's something else I was just going to do here. I know. This I haven't played this in a zillion years. God, even the mouse's butt is frozen. It's moving, like, very slowly. We have the timeline with Rich coming up next and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting on this National DJ Day. Let's go shopping here.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City! A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City! And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your first look at the roads, and we have an accident right off the bat this morning on Perry Hill Road in front of the VA Hospital. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. We got light to moderate traffic on the boulevards around town. A lot of folks already out and about this morning. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic there, but a speed limit ride through the interchange downtown. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Well, are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:25 with the timeline for January 20th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
There are 346 days left in this leap year. I've got to do something special for leap day. I don't know what or why.
Jump in the pool.
I did that the other day. That was an interesting experience. Martin Luther King Day, Jr., or King Jr. Day. It's also concurrently Robert E. Lee Day. And how about a chili cheese omelet on National Cheese Lover Day?
Ooh, what timing on my part?
Perfecto. National DJ Day. We're stacking the wax. We're spinning the hits. More music. Let's talk. Hey. 128 years ago, in 1892, the first official basketball game played at the YMCA in Springfield, Massachusetts. Players used peach baskets without cutting out the bottom. The game had to be stopped because they had to go up there and get the thing out of the... You know, the basket every time, so they modified that idea. 1961, 59 years ago, John F. Kennedy sworn in as the 35th president. His inaugural speech was brilliant, just brilliant, with the famous quote, of course, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." But there are so many other great quotes.
Whatever happened to that, anyway?
Yeah, right. Hey, speaking of National DJ Day, disc jockey Alan Freed died from cirrhosis on this date and from alcoholism at the age of 42.
Wow.
Father of rock and roll, his career was destroyed by the payola scandal that hit the broadcasting industry in the early 60s. I mean, he was the fall guy. There were a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm going to say that...
Dick Clark could have been easily part of that.
One of the driving forces of alcoholism is anger. And he had... I mean, he made a mistake, no
sure,
doubt.
But no
he was
doubt.
The one that got singled out. Dick Clark went on to have a fabulous career. Mm-hmm. Alan Freed was smeared.
He was the fall guy. First uttered the word rock and roll. He did that on WJW Radio, Cleveland. Cleveland, the home, of course, of rock and roll and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On the stage in 68, one-hit wonders John Fred and the Playboy Band, who started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Judy in Disguise. So what do you say? What do you say we make it our song of the day? Louisiana-based John Fred and Playboy Band, and the writer, Andrew Bernard, when he first heard the Beatles song on Sgt. Pepper that year, he thought they were saying Judy in Disguise with glasses instead of diamonds. That's the story behind this number one hit. All right, Judy, we see you behind those Foster Grants this morning. There she is. It's Judy in Disguise with glasses.
Judy in Disguise. Well, that's what you are. A lemonade pie with a brand new car. Cantaloupe eyes come to me tonight. Judy in Disguise with glasses.
Remember hearing that on WLS?
Absolutely.
Music radio.
When we, remember we did that Mama Told Me Not to Come video in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had that song picked out of my head before the listeners eventually voted for it. But the one that finished in second place for us to make that video.
Judy in Disguise?
Judy in Disguise.
How about that?
Yeah.
On this date in 73, Jerry Lee Lewis agreed to make his first appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. But he accepted two conditions from the Opry. One, that he perform only country songs. And two, that he not use any profanity. Well, he violated both requests. On the date in 1988, the Beatles inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul did not attend. George and Ringo were there with Yoko and Sean. 1981, 39 years ago today, Ronald Reagan sworn in as the 40th president of the United States, minutes after Iran released a 52 American hostages that they held for 444 days. I think it was Reagan's second inauguration that was so cold and snowy that they had to hold it inside. Is that, do I, am I?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Oh, on this date in 82, and there's a lesson to be learned from this. Ozzy Osbourne bit off the head of a bat that some fan threw on the stage during a concert in Des Moines, Iowa. He had to be hospitalized for rabies. He claims he thought it was rubber. So kids, in the future, don't ever assume that the bat that people throw at you is rubber. 34 years ago, in 1986, the U.S. observed Martin Luther King Day for the first time as a federal holiday. On this date in 90, Roseanne married Tom Arnold. 4 days after divorcing her first husband, she and Tom split up 4 years later. Audrey Hepburn died on this date in 1993. On this date in 2008, Breaking Bad, created by Vince Gillian and starring Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, premieres on AMC. And on this date in 2012, the legendary singer Etta James died at the age of 73. Her iconic song, At Last, from 1960. Birthdays today, Melissa Rivers is 52. That's Joan's daughter. Country singer John Michael Montgomery is 55 today. Lorenzo Lamas is 62. Bill Mayer, you know, the guy we don't like on HBO, is 64. Paul Stanley is 68 from Kiss. David Lynch is 74. A freaky director, Twin Peaks, The Elephant Man, the list goes on and on, Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive. Buzz Aldrin is how old today?
Oh, I'm going to guess 86.
90.
Wow.
Second man on the moon. 25 days till Valentine's Day. 47 days until the time changes. Spring in 59 days. MLB opening day in 65 days. And how about the Biscuits home opener, now just 86 days away? That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. You know, as time is passing at warp speed, when I put it in the context of baseball, it's like, this is forever. First Biscuits game is 86 days. That's like 3 months. That's...
But MLB opening day is...
March 26th.
Is first 65 days.
Yeah. First exhibition baseball games are a month from tomorrow.
See, now there's reason for hope right there.
February 21st, but it seems like the season ended a year ago.
I know.
And for those of you listening, if you grew up in a baseball town, you understand that that's kind of where the year begins and ends, not January 1st. It's revival. It's everything coming back to life.
It's hope. It's rebirth. It's absolutely renaissance.
I got my spot crime alert this morning, and I noticed the first thing, an assault about four blocks from our house. Some thefts on Atlanta Highway, East Chase Parkway. Here's the thing. Unless you or someone you know are affected, you're really not aware as to all that goes on in this town and how much goes on without getting caught or even called in sometimes because some people don't see a point to it. The idea being, don't be a victim. Get yourself, get your home, get your property, your business protected with the folks that protect us here at Blue Water, and that's Applied Security. They do a phenomenal job. It was a week ago today I had the ignominy of being locked out of the building, and you know what? There is no way in, not unless you want to have the police here in 20 seconds. So I had to wait until Jay alertly figured out that I was either dead or...
We looked at each other and
managed to be locked out.
Something wrong.
Their technologies are state-of-the-art. We've had two people now in the last couple of weeks ask for their number because their homes are robbed. They'll make sure that it doesn't happen a second time. 279-8338, local company. I like doing business with local folks. Mark and Vicky are terrific. They're in their fourth decade in this particular business. 279-8338 is the number to call. Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. My Spot Crime. Sign up for the emails and see what's going on in your neighborhood. 635.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Cold this morning, yes, but this is not going to be the coldest morning, actually. Tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning will even be colder. Probably the coldest of the season so far, most likely. Sunshine quite cold on this January MLK Day holiday. High only in the mid-40s. That's well below normal. And you add in a north breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and that, my friend, adds a bite to the air. Mostly clear, very cold tonight. I don't think wind chill will be much of a factor tonight, but the overnight low falls to the low to mid-20s. Then more sun, mid-40s tomorrow, down to 23 Wednesday morning, into the low 50s Wednesday, still dry. Chance of showers late Thursday, better chance Thursday evening, Thursday night into Friday. Right now this morning, let's see, Prattville, 29. What is it at your house right now? It's at
my house.
The airport
currently
is 29.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
28.
Hey, Roz, what's the temperature at our house? Send me a text on our modern system.
Oh. What's the wind chill factor in Sioux City?
Wind chill is currently minus 22 degrees in Sioux City, Iowa.
Thank you very much. I feel warmer this morning. It's 30 degrees at Maxwell. Wind chill factor 21 at 636.
Our topic today?
Mondays. Calling in, faking a sick day on Mondays. There are certain Mondays that stand out.
And we'll get into that. Also, we should lead off before we get started in this, encourage people, if they're off today, to go see that movie we saw yesterday.
Yes.
1917. I think that'd be a good way to launch it. 636.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We had a minor accident earlier, Perry Hill Road in front of the VA hospital. Hopefully that's out of the way, but use caution if you're traveling that route this morning. Light to moderate traffic on the boulevards around the city. I-65 and 85 have mostly light to moderate traffic this morning. Very cold out there. Buckle up and bundle up. We got no accidents reported to us at this time, but we're watching the roads, and we will keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, here's a quick reminder. It's the third week of January. You can take down the holiday stuff now. At least unplug the lights. You look lazy.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
By these radical left lunatics, I get impeached.
President Trump in Austin, Texas, at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention. His legal team argues that even if the president did what he's accused of, it's not a crime, so he can't be removed from office for it. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee and says that argument
is absurd. Abuse of power is the central reason for the impeachment clause in the Constitution.
Congressman Nadler on CBS Face the Nation. At least two people are dead with 15 hurt in a shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri.
Police say the suspect is one of the dead. Killed by bar security at the 9 Ultra Lounge. A Facebook post shows the club was hosting a sold-out celebration party after the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
You say it's a Monday. Well, I hate Mondays too, yeah. You say it's a Monday. You're gonna work some overtime. You're mad that it's Monday. Crappy Monday to you.
It's showtime.
All right, we're getting ready to make our connection to CBS 8, ABC 32 on Rising. we kind of agreed it's a good idea to mention the movie we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
We talked about war movies. That was last week, right?
Yeah, we did. The biggest war movies, and there were some movies on that list I didn't know.
1917 makes my list.
Yeah. What's the next war movie we're going to go see?
I don't know.
I don't know what's coming out.
I don't think there's a war movie planned.
We are listening and waiting for our cue to go on television here.
Yes.
Talk with Alabama Rising.
Television.
Is that French, the French
That's
network?
That's how Kevin James says it on that silly show, King of Queens.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is actually a watchable comedy from time to time.
It isn't bad. What's the SNL guy who's one of the lead?
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
If your boss hears this and we blow up your plans, sorry.
Yeah, according to a new study, today is one of the top days of the year to fake a sick day. Some other popular days of the year to fake a sick day are the day after Christmas, the day after Easter, and January 2nd, which is right after New Year's. No surprise there. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1.
I think the day after the Super Bowl in 2 weeks is going to be pretty
popular. I've actually heard that was a top one as well.
So you bring up a good point. Yeah.
Top for antacids.
Yeah. For sure.
Don't you have a theory about what should be done with the day after the Super Bowl?
Yes. Since absenteeism is highest on that date of all the Mondays.
Right.
Why not move President's Day to the day after the Super Bowl so it's just an official, widely recognized holiday, and that way you don't have the
issue. You're brilliant.
You run for public office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And if you do have the day off, last week we talked about war movies.
Yeah.
Rich and I went to see 1917 yesterday, and it is absolutely an amazing work of filmmaking.
Oh, the way that there's only one camera shot. There's you know, the camera, that one shot that never leaves the actors. It's just amazing.
If you're sneaking a day off today, use it to learn something about, oh, God, and not only the way they portrayed the horrors of World War One.
Yeah.
It has plot twists, surprises, and one of the best scenes I've ever seen in any war movie. Yeah. And that was the one with the plane. It's just, you got to see it.
So, I mean, it's up for movie of the year. But
it is.
Don't spoil it, because I don't want to know who wins the war yet.
You know, one of the things you think about, though, when you watch the movie is, what were they fighting about? I mean, it started because the Archduke Ferdinand got shot, but who was he?
It's a domino effect.
And why did everybody, you know, decide let's get into this horribly bloody battle? The authenticity of the war conditions will get you. It's pretty tough.
So anyway,
probably fighting over which one of them could take a sick day.
Yeah. we were talking about in our business, morning radio, morning television, you just can't pick up the phone at 3:30 and say, oh, I'm sick. You can't do that. I mean, you have to know in advance. You have to know you're sick in advance.
That's true.
I would have to do it the night before.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's
You've got to be feeling sick and feeling down under the weather 12 hours in advance before your shift. So, sure.
What did you say, Ryan, about people who put it on their calendars?
Yeah. In the past, here, people, have taking a sick day, but you look at their calendar on their desk and it says out of town in Charlotte or something.
Oh.
And then they'll also call out sick, but then they're posting stuff on social media. Uh-oh. Oh, the beach was beautiful today. I'm like, HR can see this.
Maybe that's a part of their healing process,
you know?
Like they're feeling sick.
Yeah, you gotta watch about.
Is there a sick of being here?
You gotta watch
that's
about
what
social
you
media.
Misunderstood.
You know, the thing about a day like this, when you do this a long time, you can tell. You can tell that things are different. The listening patterns are different. I was just outside checking traffic, and you could throw bowling balls across 85. You know, there was just very little activity there. But there are people that are going to work, and our services to them, they still need a morning show.
How do you feel this morning, Jay?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
That was Jay.
Jay Scott.
Right.
He'll be here all morning till 9.
Good there.
Thanks for letting us talk.
Though, I'm not surprised to hear that people are sick the day after Christmas and the day after.
Right.
Easter kind of surprised me a little bit, but I guess because maybe you have.
But most companies will either give you Good Friday or the Monday after Easter.
Well, see, I guess, and that's the reason why people are taking sick days, because they don't. They should have those days after they feel like they should, so they're like, if I don't have it, I'm just going to take it anyway.
The one I don't understand is August 12th.
Yeah,
that's not after anything. There's nothing in August.
Well, why August 12th, I wonder?
I know. I think that's the problem, is like there's no holiday in August, so people are like, I need to take a day.
And this list doesn't even mention the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Maybe that's just the given there, and they just felt like they weren't going to put it on the list there.
I'm not feeling too well. I might not be here tomorrow.
You,
it's Tuesday.
You are not allowed to get sick.
Yeah, I've got to start acting it up. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
And there it starts. They all start to give you 24 hours in advance.
You got to put it into motion so you can at least use the relationship.
You can always do that when a coworker comes in sick.
Oh, yeah.
If a coworker comes back from being sick,
yeah,
that's your cue to start getting sick, and then you can get it from them.
That's right.
When she was still contagious.
There's stomach bug going around. It's like, well, don't mind if I do.
Well. And all you got to do is mention the, right. the
one,
fever word.
No one ever questions the bubble gut. That's so true. All we can say is bubble
gut. Yeah. Gotta go. All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hope you have a great day.
All right, have
you too. Week.
If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay.
Ah, the old bubble gut.
Bubble gut.
But the F word in this building, the fever word.
Yeah, fever's bad. No, yeah. You better not be here with a fever.
But we really have to stay healthy. We're really not in a...
We're close quarters.
We're in a delicate condition here when it comes to all of that. Hang on while I catch up to what we need. We got the Cheap and Trashy coming up here in just a moment. And the exciting SAG Awards winners from last night also coming up in just a moment.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, we're in award season, so like every Monday we'll be bringing you who won what. In fact, 2 weeks from today we'll have the Oscars, I think.
Is that right?
Today's the 2027. 3 weeks from today we'll have the Oscars.
So is SAG the Screen Actors Guild?
Yeah.
Is that what that stands for?
And this is sort of an in-house kind of thing.
Here's for the outstanding performance of a male actor in a television movie or limited series. Sam Rockwell.
For outstanding performance by a female actor in a television movie or limited series.
Michelle Williams.
for outstanding male actor in a comedy series. Tony Shalhoub.
The female actor in a comedy series. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Well, that's for outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
The outstanding performance by an ensemble in a drama series.
Crown.
The Crown!
For outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role. Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
For outstanding performance by a female actor in a supporting role.
Laura Dern, Marriage Story.
For outstanding performance by a male actor in a drama series.
Peter Dinklage.
For outstanding performance by a female actor in a drama series.
Jennifer Aniston.
For outstanding performance by a male actor in a leading role. Joaquin Phoenix.
For outstanding performance by a female actor in a leading role. Renee Zellweger.
For outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture.
Parasite.
Yeah.
It's a Hong Kong film?
Korean.
Right.
Korean, yeah.
It's getting good reviews.
I have access to it. The problem is I don't have access to the subtitles for it, so I really can't do anything with it.
Oh, I got you.
So. All right. I guess this qualifies as entertainment. Yesterday,
50 years of waiting. 50 years. Their dreams have come true. Hail! Hail to the king of the Chiefs kingdom forever. Because today, the team that Lamar Hunt founded has just won Lamar Hunt's trophy in the stadium that was Lamar Hunt's dream. Kansas City is the AFC champion. They are headed to Miami for Super Bowl 54. Final score, Kansas City 35, Tennessee 24.
That's a 1350 KMAN Dennis, Kansas City.
And playing the 49ers. And it's, I think I'm pretty excited about the matchup.
I want the Chiefs to win. I want the San Francisco 40 poopers to street poopers, whatever they are, to just go away.
Yeah, was it Kansas City? And Joe Buck is going to call the game. And the last time they played, Kansas City played, his dad, Jack Buck, called the game.
Wow. That's pretty. Goes back away. Here's a little love story for you. Matthew McConaughey's 88-year-old mom, Kay, and Hugh Grant's 91-year-old father, James, are widowed, but Matthew and Hugh are setting them up on a date.
All right.
I don't have any details beyond that. I read my buddy David Blackman does a great blog, and he really kind of laid out the whole thing. This Megxit thing basically is the royal family telling Harry and Meghan, you're done. You got to pay for your stuff now. No free ride. So
they wanted their cake and eat it. Like, we'll do some stuff for you that we choose. She said, no.
No. And
like, how about none?
And you're welcome to come back at Christmas.
Yep.
And that's about it. So. They are not allowed to use the title Prince and Princess.
And they're not your Royal Highness anymore. Are you still your Royal Highness?
In my house, yes. I'm the boss in my home. All right, let's see. Oh, at the theater over the weekend, the movie we saw came in third. It's up to $81 million after 4 weeks. I think that's really impressive for a movie that doesn't involve fake superheroes and a lot of CGI.
A war movie. So what was number one this weekend?
Bad Boys for Life. I think that's why we saw the theater. It was really crowded. The rave yesterday was about as packed as I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's been many years since I've seen that many people at the theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of ugliness in the parking lot. We were able to escape that place. Doolittle, which was expecting to be a much bigger hit, bombed and made just $30 million. It had an estimated budget of $175 million, so it could end up losing $100 million. Jumanji's still in the top four. Star Wars Episode IX, that still hasn't quite hit the half a billion dollar mark. and the rest is crap that's been around for a while. You got a list of the 20 best black movies. I didn't know they were still doing those kinds of things. I thought, like, movies...
What's an example of a... what do they categorize?
I mean, these lists were originally created because there was segregation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. Us. Queen and Slim, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, Dolomite Is My Name. Did you ever see the original Dolomite?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny.
That's the name of that film is it's a biography of that guy.
Yeah.
And making that movie and how that movie came about.
Oh.
Yes. With Eddie Murphy. It's on Netflix.
Hank Azaria will not voice Apu on The Simpsons anymore. Really? Can't have a convenience store clerk that sounds like a Native American, or not a Native American, an Indian.
No, they can't have a white guy voicing an Indian. They're gonna continue with the character. They just got to get somebody else to voice him. That's the whole thing.
Isn't that still kind of?
I don't know what he gets paid, but
a lot.
I mean, the voice of Marge is, and the voice of
dropping one voice, dropping. I mean, he does a bunch of voices on that show. Sure. So dropping one is not gonna, it's not gonna hurt his paycheck.
Hey, did you hear one of the original Wiggles had a heart attack on stage?
I heard about that.
The Wiggles,
the Yellow Wiggle. Had a heart attack while I was exiting the stage, had to be hospitalized.
I only knew it's like a children's thing.
Yeah, it was during, it's, I gotta tell you.
Oh, was this a Janelle thing? Did she do
the
Wiggles?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we were never Wiggles.
Okay.
This is something we could, maybe we'll just send this in as a TV topic, but they've got all 31 Super Bowl halftime shows ranked from worst to best. Guess what was number one?
From best, you mean?
Yeah. Is Rolling Stones list, by the way, so it's pretentious.
Oh, I'm not even going to try if it's a Rolling Stones list.
You too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember that one. I may not have been paying attention that night.
What was... okay, we got to wait for the worst. You going to do that later?
We were kind of tight for time at the moment now. Because I babbled away, not paying attention. Hey, National Treasure 3 could be Nicolas Cage's first movie that doesn't go to DVD... on release.
I like that series.
I thought the first one was pretty good. It is an interesting theory, of course. Some people took it a little bit too close to heart. There is no big gold city that you can find by decoding the Constitution. The whole idea of stealing those documents out of the archives, that was pretty amazing.
And he got a $2 print.
Yep.
And replaced it.
Steve Martin and Martin Short are doing a series together for Hulu.
Hmm.
Well, they're not really big box office anymore, but they're still talented guys.
I think they tour together.
Then more power to them. Maybe that's what they're going to do. It's going to be one of their live shows. I don't know. Doesn't say.
Why do I still have Hulu?
I have been getting excellent results with acupuncture. Those of you who've had pain, especially lower back, side, wherever it is, you really need to give this some thought. And some people, you know, say, well, no, I'm just not into needles. But you don't see the needles. You don't feel them. But you do feel the benefit when they're done. I had it done on consecutive days last week. It's only 12 minutes. It's comfortable. And then at the end, they drape a nice, heavy, hot pad over you, and it just feels sensational. Now, you can also solve muscular pain and issues like that with cryotherapy. You can solve partying too much issues with one IV to replenish your system of immediate benefit. If you made a resolution to lose weight this year, they have an IV that will help you with that, a metabolism booster. Juve Light Therapy and so much more. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com to learn more about all the ways that this incredible state-of-the-art 21st century health team can enhance your life. Call Ryan Turner or Lori or Allison at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Traffic as we close it on Fox News at 7.
Well, good morning. As we head towards 7 o'clock, we have no accidents reported to us at this time, and we have light to moderate traffic around the boulevard all over Montgomery. Interstate 65 and 85, a speed limit drive-through downtown, light to moderate traffic. No problems at the interchange. Buckle up, bundle up, try to stay warm this morning. It is cold out there. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of